drama school. I am so tired. My voice is gone. I had a great first week. I taught two classes. It was just one day, and then I goofed off for the rest of the week. I mean, what are you gonna do? New people are entering my life, and that is an adjustment. My body is also adjusting to certain changes, so I am super tired. So I don't have a show that I'm going to be covering for today. I guess I'll just talk about what's going on in terms of Korean media studies, like, more broadly. I think it is definitely becoming a commodity. I noticed that a bunch of schools right now are looking for Korean studies scholars who conduct media studies. I noticed that there are a lot of people who are seeking edgy sort of research, you know, something that's new, unique, different, stands out. And yeah, the time is hot. I'm striking while the iron's hot. So, yeah, very, very busy. Very busy. I'm also super tired. I won't make this a long one. I'll just keep it very short. I went on a night hike this week. I was invited over for a dinner at somebody's place, and then after dinner we went out for a night hike in the woods. And I've never gone on a night hike before. Well, I guess I have once. And back then when I did, we did get lost. We were severely lost in those woods. But somebody like rescued us. We went into a bar and then they drove us to the campsite that we were supposed to be at. But for this night hike, it was just me and this person, and you know, we took a flashlight with us, and it was really beautiful. Like, there were these moments where I could see a cloud just settled over the land. It was just so gorgeous. I remember hearing owls. I remember hearing a couple of birds that sounded like bats, and we still don't know if they were a bird or a bat. But it's interesting how, like, the nighttime does make the woods seem way scarier. But once you get past the fear, it's so beautiful. Like, it is really, really gorgeous. And so I was very moved by that hike. And I'm noticing that my time here in Wisconsin will be a very physically taxing one. So I need to eat my meals better. I need to be more mindful of that. I need to work out and build stamina. I really need to be health conscious, health oriented, if I'm going to be keeping up with the adventures that are going on here. I also need to become more versatile. You know, somebody offered to give me paddleboarding lessons, but I said no because, well, let's just say the chemistry wasn't right. But yeah, we'll see, you know. There's a motorcycle ride coming up. There's cross-country skiing to be done. There are hikes to be had. There's a lot of adventures waiting for me here in Wisconsin, and I can't wait to tackle them as we close out this summer. And next week it will be the harvest moon. Yeah, so harvest moon is coming up in a week, and that should be an interesting thing. I'll try to plan something special for that, because like today is it's not very special. Other than me talking out of my ass. So, that's all, you guys. That's really it. Good luck with all of your semesters if you are currently in school. If you're teaching, I also wish you good luck. Have a wonderful second week of the fall year, and I will see you all next week.